Okay, today we begin a new book of the Bible, the book of Jeremiah. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. The book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It also came in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. And so Jeremiah, we see from these opening verses, insists on the fact that he spoke and he wrote down in this book the word of Almighty God. He knew none of these words or even his ministry was his own idea. And that will become clear. Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, and what he mentioned in the intro is now given in detail. This is the word of God to Jeremiah, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah's ministry was decided by God before Jeremiah was even conceived. Before there was a Jeremiah, God picked him to be his preacher. Verse 6. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. Well, you know, Jeremiah knew that the word of God wasn't popular in Israel. And he knew that he would be criticized for proclaiming God's word. And he didn't think he could handle it. I'm just a child, God. Verse 7. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I'm a youth. For you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. God didn't open Jeremiah's assignment up for discussion. He didn't ask Jeremiah if he felt that he was up to the job. He said, Don't worry about your inexperience. I'm going to give you the words to say. God would compose his messages. Jeremiah didn't have to worry about doing that. Verse 8. God says, Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Now, Jeremiah was not to be in awe of the people that he preached to. If anything, they should be in awe of the things that he says, because they are the very words of God. Verse 9, Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. And so God gave Jeremiah the correct words, and he also inspired him to speak them. 10, God says, See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. You see, Jeremiah would announce destruction to those who refused to repent, and good times for those who would repent. And God would stand by his man, Jeremiah, and follow through on the prophet's declarations. Verse 11, Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. And God's going to give some signs to Jeremiah, confirming his call. He says, I see a branch of an almond tree. Verse 12, Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. The almond tree was the first to come alive after winter. It was a sign of spring. And God is saying, My word is alive, and it's going to come to pass. Verse 13, And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, what do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot, and it is facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north calamity shall break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north, says the Lord. They shall come, and each one set his throne at the entrance of the gate of Jerusalem, against all its walls all around about, and against all the cities of Judah. Verse 16, I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. The boiling pot from the north is a picture of Babylon, the great Babylonian Empire. And so Jeremiah has a very unpopular message for God's people, and it's this. Babylon is about to boil over on them as punishment for their sins against God. 17, therefore prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. 18, for behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, and against the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. Jeremiah must speak the word of God. He must speak the word of God with boldness, even though he will be hated for it. And it's going to be a tough life for Jeremiah. But God will cause him to hang in there and will deliver him in the end. And we will see how all these things unfold as we go through this book, verse by verse. Chapter 2. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says the Lord. And so we see Jeremiah's first message to God's people reminded them of how they used to love God. They had been devoted to God. And as a result, God took care of them. For hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters? Neither did they say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt? I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. God says, what happened? What did I do that made you turn away from me? God says, you turned your back on me. Your priests who are supposed to teach my people about me, you don't even know me yourself. You know, the people were away from God, and the spiritual leaders didn't know God, so they couldn't bring the people back. 9, therefore, I will yet bring charges against you, says the Lord, and against your children's children I will bring charges. For pass beyond the coast of Cyprus and see, send to Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there has been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, which are not gods? But my people have changed their glory for what does not profit. Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord. God says to his people, you have known me, the living God, and you have rejected me. None of the pagans of the world have ever walked away from their phony gods, but you have walked away from me. And so those who are living in spiritual darkness, they heathen, they're more faithful than you are, and they have less reason to be. They have no reason to be. 13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. A cistern was actually a hole carved out of a rock, which was used to store rainwater. And it was a very unreliable source for fresh water at best. I mean, if there was a dry spell, you were out of luck. Or if the water became contaminated, or if there was a leak, there was nothing to drink. On the other hand, a fresh flow of spring water, that was the most reliable source of drinking water in that day. And when Israel turned their back on God, they said no to the most reliable source of blessing that there is. They turned to idols. They chose a broken cistern over the living God. 14. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he plundered? The young lions roared at him and growled. They made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. Also, the people of Naph and Tophanes have broken the crown of your head. And the roaring lion here refers to foreign invaders. God's people brought a lot of trouble on themselves when they rebelled against the Lord. 17, have you not brought this on yourself? In that you have forsaken the Lord your God when he led you in the way? And now why take the road to Egypt to drink the waters of Sihor? Or why take the road to Assyria to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backslidings will reprove you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken the Lord your God, and the fear of me is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. When Israel rejected God, they lost their protector. And as a result, you know, they made treaties with other nations to protect them. But God says, you're going to learn a bitter lesson from doing that. 20. For of old I have broken your yoke and burst your bonds. And you said, I will not transgress. When on every high hill and under every green tree you laid down playing the harlot, God's people committed spiritual adultery against the Lord God. They did it when they lusted after idols and served them instead of God. 21. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, a seed of highest quality. How then have you turned before me into the degenerate plant of an alien vine? God says, Israel, when I planted you as a people, you were the top of the line. I mean, you were a top of the line plant. I didn't get no cheap, you know, Walmart plant. I'm nothing against Walmart. You know, but I went to the best greenhouse, boy, and I picked out the finest, healthiest, most noble plant there was. And then, plus, God says, I took care of you. So how is it that you turned out to be such a useless plant that only bears bad fruit? There's no excuse. No excuse for how Israel was behaving. 22. For though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says the Lord God. Israel's soul was so filthy with sin that Mr. Clean couldn't make it pure. 23. How can you say, I'm not polluted? I have not gone after the Baals. See your way in the valley. Know what you have done. You are a swift dromedary, breaking loose in her ways, a wild donkey used to the wilderness that sniffs at the wind in her desire, in her time of mating. Who can turn her away? All those who see her will not weary themselves. In her month, they will find her. Withhold your foot from being unshod and your throat from thirst. But you said, there's no hope. No, for I have loved aliens, and after them I will go. God's people are acting like a wild animal in heat as they pursued their false gods with all of their heart. Spiritual adultery. 26. As the thief is ashamed when he is found out, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They and their kings and their princes and their priests and their prophets, saying to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you gave birth to me. For they have turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are your gods that you have made for yourselves? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of your trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah. God's people gave their false gods worship, devotion, and credit for all that they had. But when the bad times hit, their good time idols were nowhere to be found. They couldn't help. And then God's people had the audacity to ask God for help. 29. Why will you plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, says the Lord. In vain I have chastened your children. They received no correction. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. When God judged his people for their sin, they accused God of harassing them. As a result, instead of repenting, they murdered God's prophets who called them to repentance. 31. O generation, see the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness to Israel, or a land of darkness? Why do my people say, we are lords? We will come no more to you. Can a virgin forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me without number. Why do you beautify your way to seek love? Therefore, you have also taught the wicked woman your ways. In other words, Judah, God's people, managed to ignore how good God had been to her in the past. Their actions in rejecting such a loving God were very unnatural. That's what God's point is here. It's very unnatural. And they were so lustful and so unfaithful that even the sleaziest harlot and adulterer could learn devious ways from Israel. 34. Also on your skirts is found the blood of the lives of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but plainly on all these things. Yet you say, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead my case against you, because you say, I have not sinned. God's people murdered the innocent and said, we didn't do anything wrong. It's okay to kill the innocent. Well, God has a different view on that. 36. Why do you gad about so much to change your way? Also, you shall be ashamed of Egypt as you were ashamed of Assyria. Indeed, you will go forth from him with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected your trusted allies, and you will not prosper by them. Big mistake. Not trusting God, putting your trust in people instead. And Judah wasn't any more faithful to her allies than she was to God. She broke treaties like she broke faith with God. And that seems logical. Because if one does not respect their Creator, they're not going to respect people who he has created in his image and his likeness either. Next time, chapter 3. Until then, so long, everyone.